Hi, I'm Carissa Vacker, and welcome back to Sleep Wave, a podcast where we let waves of relaxation wash over you through original sleep meditations created to help you fall asleep tonight. And don't worry if you don't hear the end of an episode. I encourage you to drift off whenever you're ready. Before we get started on tonight's episode, I'd like to say thanks again for all of the great ratings and reviews you guys have left us on Apple Podcasts and some of the other networks too. Tonight's meditation goes out to LK83, who used to dread going to sleep, but since listening to this podcast, it's now her favorite part of the day. We are so happy to hear that, Elle. So if you too find that sleep has come easier since listening to Sleepwave, and you've not yet reached out to us, please feel free to let us know via the reviews on Apple Podcasts. We read them every day. And your ratings and reviews help us reach even more people who need a little help with their sleep right now. Before we begin, I wanted to let you know about the best way to get a perfect night's sleep. With Sleepwave Premium, enjoy an ad-free experience, 2 exclusive bonus episodes a month, as well as our back catalog of premium content. Your support really helps. Sign up takes 2 taps, so please click the link in the show notes. But now, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors who make this free content possible.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One of my favorite places to watch the sunset is at my mom's farm. Way out in the quiet of rural Texas, there are wide open spaces as far as the eye can see, and the sunsets over that stark and broad terrain are breathtaking. Much like watching the sunset over the ocean, the uninterrupted horizon lets you bask in the beauty of the golden sky turning to crimson and orange, which makes the clouds glow. When I go to visit her, I love sitting on a rocking chair on her back porch and watching this stunning nightly show. Just like the sun sinks and fades away at the end of the day, we need to allow ourselves to flow into the night too. The truth is that we don't have to stop work when it's dark, like my great-grandparents did, who farmed land not far away from where my mom now lives. Now, slowing down and turning inward at the end of the day has to be a conscious choice. We can keep ourselves engaged and interacting with the outside world literally until the moment we try to shut our eyes to go to sleep. We recently had the fall time change where we turn our clocks back 1 hour. Let me tell you, I am not a fan of it. I don't love it getting dark so early in the day. Also, in the first week or so after the change, sleep is harder to come by and I can never quite tell what time it is. My entire rhythm feels off. But as the fall turns to winter and the days get colder, the early darkening of the skies becomes a bit nicer. In December, holiday lights can be seen, and there is a coziness to being in sooner, to allowing myself to slow down a bit earlier in the night. This year, I am doing my best to go with this rhythm a little more consciously than I normally do. Tonight, we're going to meditate on the slow sinking of the sun into the sky and honor the natural transition from day into night. By doing so, we'll begin to honor our own rhythms too. We are a part of nature, and living more in tune with it brings greater peace and flow into your life. Creating a bedtime routine can be immensely helpful for this as well. Doing some light stretching before bed, taking a warm bath or shower, drinking a cup of herbal tea and reading something you enjoy, or making a gratitude list can all be gentle, calming ways to allow your mind and body to slow down and make space for sleep. Now, let's settle in for this soothing meditation, which will help us sink into a deep and peaceful sleep. This is Get Sleepy Watching the Sunset by Billy Gill. The pinks and the purples and the champagne sky of a glorious sunset can make you stop in your tracks and surrender to awe and wonder. Every single day there is such a show, though the drama of the sky may vary greatly from evening to evening, but the mysterious and wild shift from day to night is happening nonetheless. Something happens inside of you as well. Whenever the day fades into night, your hormones change, your mood changes, your whole orientation to life changes in certain ways. What you are actively seeking during the day is most likely altered to some degree when night falls. Our circadian rhythms, which regulate our metabolism and behavior throughout the day, change our motivations and cause us to anticipate certain actions depending on what time of day it is. These changes are mostly signaled by cues that we observe as the light changes throughout the day. Circadian rhythms are most likely nature's way of ensuring that we survive and reproduce, as they signal vital processes like sleep, hunger, and sexual desire. They can, however, be disrupted by lifestyle habits like working the late shift, lights at night, drugs and alcohol, and other factors as well. To honor this inner transition, tonight's sleep meditation will draw on the image of a sunset. As the sun drops over the horizon at night, the sky is a conflagration of color and light. The day is announcing the night, and we are able to participate in the mysterious balance of light and dark that characterizes all of life. Even though we may see the sunset on a daily basis, there is something about it that remains beyond our grasp. We may know the mechanics of how the Earth rotates around its axis, how the sun's rays are more dispersed because they travel through more air particles as the sun reaches the horizon. But just understanding the mechanics of a sunset isn't the same thing as being capable of comprehending it. A sunset puts us in touch with the realization, once again, that we are part of something which encompasses us. The function of awe in our lives is to bring our egos into their proper proportions. The ego tends to imagine itself to be much more consequential than it actually is. The story we tell ourselves about who we are is very easy to confuse with the reality of who we are. An experience of awe can disrupt that delusion. Ego is Latin for I. The term ego is really the feeling of I-ness. It's the sensation of being a discrete and particular self contained inside your own body. But just as our eyes sense the light of a sunset, but they are not the light itself, this feeling of I is simply a prism through which we experience our being. Being is the essential quality of existence, and it encompasses the ego, not the other way around. Existence doesn't borrow from the ego, but rather the ego depends on being. The sunset shows us that we are embedded in a cycle of transformation. It opens us up to the insight that there is something beyond the pairs of opposites, such as day and night. There is something about a sunset that is neither day nor night, but somehow both at the same time. When we encounter that union of opposites, transcending them, our minds become very calm because, on some level, thought stops. The mental work of creating a theory of self comes to a halt, and, if only for an instant, we marvel at the profound mystery of simply being here. As you find your way to the most comfortable and steady position for your body, begin with a relatively formal position, lying on your back with the hands at your sides and the legs splaying out at equal angles from the midline of your body. If you discover that this position is too uncomfortable for any reason, then feel free to find a more relaxing one. But for a moment, if possible, try to be still in this formal supine pose. Imagine that this formal pose is a state of mind, and that by achieving the balanced and relaxed position, you are in the right state of mind. Of course, this is merely an exercise, and you shouldn't worry about getting it right. But that is the point of the exercise. Let the formal position of your body be a cue for your mind that you are practicing meditation. When practicing meditation, sometimes people feel that they must achieve some ideal mental state to be practicing correctly, when, really, it is the process of returning to the meditation practice over and over again that truly offers the most insight. Again, this can be achieved from any physical position, so there is no need to be rigid. Relax into the feeling that the physical position you have deliberately chosen, whatever it may be, as long as it's comfortable, is the proper state of mind to meditate. This is a very profound teaching. It puts you in touch with this present moment. It subverts the tendency to be too idealistic with your practice. Simply being here, in this pose, with no thought of trying to be somewhere else, that is the practice of meditation. It is also the benefit of meditation. The practice and the benefits are one and the same. There is no gap between them. Meditate quietly for some time. follow the gentle rhythm of your breathing. Because the breath is partially something that happens automatically and partially something that you can control, it is a wonderful way to regulate your mind and body. Many people feel self-conscious when they first begin to work with the breath. This is normal. In the beginning, it's as though the breath is shy, and all the attention you are paying to it is causing it to behave in an unusual way. Gradually, though, your breath begins to acclimate to your watchful attention, and it becomes liberated from its shyness. Never force your breath or feel obligated to be too strict with it, but rather make gentle suggestions and coax your breath into long, slow threads. Inhale slowly up the spine as though the breath is rising out of your pelvis toward your brain. Little by little, the breath becomes smoother and softer. Notice the pause as the inhale patiently becomes an exhale, and then cascades down the spine toward the pelvic basin. There, at the bottom of the exhale, there is another moment of stillness that soon initiates another inhalation. Let the lungs set the rhythm. More and more, you become a passive witness as you follow the breath's journey up and down the spine. Just watching. Just be. As the sun sets on another day, the ephemeral light bathes everything in golden, pink, and purple rays. We know it is a gift to witness it, and we stop our busy lives, if only for a brief moment, to absorb the experience. We are present in the transition, If you try to capture it, you miss it. The sunset reminds you that life is in a constant state of flow and change. Just as the sun rises and sets each day, creating different feelings, motivations, and behaviors in our bodies and minds. The breath, too, is a microcosm of these rhythms. Each inhale begins anew and rises to a height. The top of the inhale is stimulating and energizing. It begins to descend as we exhale, just as the sun travels toward the horizon after reaching its zenith. As the exhale finishes, the sun sets, and the stillness at the bottom of the breath is the calm peace of night. But each sunset holds the promise of a new dawn, and soon the need for a new breath appears, and we yield to that impulse. The cycle goes around and around and around. The clouds in the sky add a dramatic texture to the sunset. In the same way, the challenges we face in our lives reflect the beauty of existence when we find meaning in them. Sensations, thoughts, and emotions are like clouds passing through the sky. They flow through the air of awareness. The light of consciousness touches every droplet and molecule and reflects and refracts to give depth and character to the experience of being here. When we see a sunset illuminate a cloud from within, we don't say, that cloud shouldn't be there. We appreciate the cloud for enhancing the beauty of the sunset. In the same way, when emotions or thoughts pass through our minds, there is no need to say, these thoughts shouldn't be here. Let them appear and notice how the light of your consciousness illuminates them beautifully. They too, like this present moment, will soon pass. As the sun lingers on the horizon, we savor the final moments of its splendor until slowly, patiently, finally, the drop of sun drips over and is gone. The sky is still ablaze with brilliance, as though it is saying to us, don't forget what you have seen here. This was no trivial thing. As you close another day, take a moment to absorb the meaning of it. We will see the sun tomorrow and see it set again and again. And each time we do, the meaning is magnified. Don't try to comprehend it. Simply marvel at it. Honor the shift that has occurred as the sun goes. The day has become night, and the night will become the day again. We are part of this cosmic cycle. When we honor the cyclic rhythms of the universe within ourselves, we acknowledge our own cosmic dance and our own cosmic significance. Let your own inner sun set for the day. Move inward and downward. Rest deeply. Your Your breath flows smoothly and rhythmically on its own. You are not doing it any more than you were doing the sunset. You are in pure appreciation, awe, and wonder as you watch the breath. Give thanks for another day and its deep meaning. Let go of any tension or worry. The clouds that pass through the sky are only temporary. Don't hold on to anything. The sun relents and says goodnight, so that we may repair our bodies and minds from the activity of the day. See the sky fade from its candy-colored clouds and radiant beams of light to deep and dark and starlit night. A crescent moon hangs in the night sky. In the quiet stillness at the bottom of your exhale, listen deeply to the inner silence. You have witnessed another beautiful sunset, and it has left an impression on your heart. This, too, is part of the sunset. Sleep. Sleep.